USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of jobs are still available for those looking for work. The Labor Department saying there were nearly 11 million job openings in December. That's a more than 1% increase from November and above what analysts had forecast. More than 4.3 million people quit their jobs. Texas is preparing for another winter storm to hit the state this week. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says power outages could result from multiple scenarios.
It could be either ice on power lines that would cause a power line to go down, or it could be ice on trees that causes a tree to fall and on power lines and cause the power line to go down.
President Biden is meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee leaders to discuss the Supreme Court vacancy today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
A Monmouth University poll asked people if it agreed with the following statement. It's time we accept that COVID is here to stay and we just need to get on with our lives. According to the poll, 70% agreed with the statement, while 28% disagreed. Among Republicans, 89 agreed with the statement and 9 disagreed. Among independents, 71 agreed and 26% disagreed. Democrats were nearly evenly divided, with 47% agreeing with the statement, but 51% disagreeing. Tom Brady has finally said he is done. After reports of his retirement surfaced Saturday and fueled days of rampant speculation, the quarterback said in an Instagram post he's retiring from the NFL. The quarterback, drafted out of Michigan in the 7th round, won 7 Super Bowl titles, 6 of them with the New England Patriots and the final one with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The IRS is gearing up to use facial recognition software.
Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents are voicing their frustrations with Homeland Security officials as the Biden administration works to address the root causes of illegal immigration. This as over 178,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border in December 2021. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford was at the border recently. He joins Fox News to weigh in, saying the Border Patrol is being forced to take on different responsibilities than they're used to.
Anyone in law enforcement that get into law enforcement to be able to enforce the laws of the country, to be able to serve their neighbors and their families and other families, these individuals want to be able to serve their nation, but they're being treated by this administration as their hotel check-in staff rather than law enforcement. They're not able to actually enforce the law. They're just checking people through to be able to come in the country. That's not what they signed up for.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.